Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is so wonderful to be with all of you here today again. It's hard to believe that this is the 13th episode. 13 episodes, 3 months have gone by. That's quite some time. But my name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for this next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis, as well as information on events that we hold out here in Clinton, New Jersey. Even though you might not be able to physically be there, you can listen to the recordings afterwards, after it's posted, and it might be of interest to you and it might help you also on your path of enlightenment. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. Or you can also find his link on my resource tab on my website. So as I said before, this is the 13th episode, and it was so far such an incredible experience to be on this journey of transformation with all of you. And the good news is we will continue this journey of transformation in February. We have a few weeks that I need to step back a little bit and recharge and redo my transformational process to be more effective in assisting you in your transformational process. So we will also have some more new music from Mike Snyder, which will also be great. Well, we have now reached another year, 2016. And if you've experienced the first week of this new year anywhere in years like me, it was a little bit of, it was a little bit of a shock in a way. You know, everything has accelerated even more. All of those things that we thought we might have worked through might come up again. Also, those fears that we saw that aren't really there suddenly come right into our face to be looked upon. And there are big messages from the Hierarchy of Light telling us we are not alone. We need to surrender. We need to allow things to unfold. And most importantly, in the face of adversity, don't freeze or get afraid or think that it's the end of the world. Slow down. Stop. Center yourself again, reconnect with your guardian angels, reconnect with the masters of light, ask them for help and support. That is very important. And know that you're worthy of that support. Know that it can be easy and effortless, that miracles can happen. And that when something happens, it only happened because it really was something that you already were afraid of happening. But that doesn't mean that you have to see it all the way through. If you catch it early enough, you can transform the situation into a situation of love and light, mostly by allowing yourself to receive help. And tonight's journey to the karmic board is about that. In the beginning of each year, the karmic board supports us, wanting to give us dispensations, help to allow us to transform in a way that truly speaks to our heart. For that, though, we have to voice our intentions. We actually have to express how we choose to be of service to humanity or to Earth, how we choose to live our life this year. And also what we choose to focus on. What is our focus point? Instead of going into the year and simply experiencing every day as it comes, it allows you more to use your alignment with your divine I Am presence and the support of the karmic board to bring about opportunities that excel you in your spiritual process, in your spiritual growth process, and also allow Earth and humanity to benefit from this. Because you're not just here, as you know, for your own individual ascension process. Sometimes it seems that way, but that is not the truth at all. The truth is that you're here walking the path of enlightenment so that you're treading a path that others can follow as well. So as you face your fears and you answer them with love, as you move yourself further and further into that place of trust and faith no matter what, you will find that transformation is taking place in your life. You're more living a life of peace and harmony and abundance, not lack, but abundance. And others will notice it. And they will come to you and they will say, wait a minute, how do you do this? And then you become the teacher, you become the guide, and you show them how you've done it and how in turn they can do it then too. There are billions of people on Earth. Not everyone will walk the same path of enlightenment. That's the beauty of this Earth. Everyone has a different experience. But I promise you that there will be quite a few that will seek you out because you hold a unique vibrational frequency and radiate out a unique light that they see, that they can feel. They might not know why they are guided to come to you, but they will ask you some key questions, and I know you will be ready to take it to the next level of teaching, guiding, healing, the work in service to the light that you're meant to do. And so I'm fairly quickly going to hand this over to Saint Germain because of this unique journey that we are going to do tonight. And it is a journey to the karmic board. It is a journey to receive support. And it is an inner journey you're taking, not an outer journey. So at this time, I ask you to sit comfortably, to already align yourself with your spirit guides, to already think about what your intentions are. And I'm going to hand the word over to Saint Germain. And at this time, I feel guided to share a little bit about my own situation from earlier today with you, because it's just such a beautiful example of what we are facing with 2016 and how the key is not to get excited, to really just breathe through it and allow everything to unfold, because we are developing further and further. We are becoming more sensitive. We are opening ourselves more to our divine light. And so in many ways, the frequency on Earth is getting higher and higher too. With a higher frequency, the power of manifestation is so much stronger. And so we are asked to really watch our thoughts, because as we allow ourselves to think fear, to have thoughts of fear or expectations of certain situations coming to pass that we might not even want to come to pass, we draw these to us because the power of manifestation is accelerated so much. So through this whole radio series, I was always kind of afraid that at some point I would come home, sit down on the computer, and wouldn't be able to connect, and therefore would not be able to do this radio show on time. So there was always a fear that I carried with me. Sure enough, I uploaded over the weekend to new Windows 10, to a new operating system. I sit down tonight, and as usual, I connect directly to the internet, and I have no connection. And so at first, I'm getting in panic. I have very little time, and then I'm calming down. I'm calling my friend who knows a lot about computers, and he suggested just run it on the wireless. It worked before. It's fine. Just put it back into the wireless. So I did that, everything worked fine, and I was able to connect. The key to this is, A, my fear was that at some point this would happen, And here it was presented to me. But because I calmed down and I listened to guidance and I asked for help, another big one, I asked for help, I received the necessary guidance to help me with the situation. So that is a big message for 2016. When you come face to face with some of your fears, some of situations that you rather not want to experience, don't get afraid. Just calm down. Just breathe, just ask your guardian angels, ask the hierarchy of light for help. Listen, you will receive guidance, maybe in form of someone that you need to call for directions, and then everything will start to unfold in a peaceful and harmonious way. This will become increasingly more important in the weeks and months ahead. I'm just telling you that out of the love and the kindness of my heart, because I've experienced it, and I know others have experienced it too. So now we are going to turn the word over to Saint Germain, who is already patiently waiting, and for that we are going to play the first piece of music from Mike Snyder at this time. Allow yourself to enjoy. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I greet you at the beginning of this new year 2016. And as much as you might feel a certain level of intensity, we invite you to enjoy these next weeks, months to come. Because it is an opportunity to even more so manifest what your heart truly desires. All you're asked to do is go within. Go into the stillness of your heart and ask yourself, what is it that you truly are passionate about? What is it that you truly would like to experience in alignment with your divine I Am presence? And I know all of you who listen to this, it is not just about your own life. You have a deep, deep desire to bring enlightenment into the world, to bring more love into the world, to raise the consciousness from a consciousness of separation to a consciousness of oneness and peace. And so because of that, ask yourself truly, what will bring more peace into your own life? What have you hung on to that absolutely is not in the vibration of love and light? Now is the time to release it. 2016 will no longer compromise. It will ask you to take a stand to that what is truly important to you. If you don't, it will become so uncomfortable until you make a choice. But it does not have to be uncomfortable. It can be easy if you're willing to take heart, to be courageous, and to make some new choices in your life. Choices that you might have wanted to do in the past, but that you were afraid to do out of fear of the unknown. Don't be afraid of the unknown. You can choose and re-choose at any moment in time. And so don't choose not to choose, because even in the non-choosing, do you make a choice? And so it is very important to remember that the power of transformation is started, is experienced through the choice. Take heart and do so. And don't be afraid. We are only one call away from you. Just ask, and we shall be there, right there with you, holding your hand, so the change is necessary. But please do no longer compromise. Go into your heart and ask. And so tonight is very much about that. Tonight, we are going to journey to the karmic board. And contrary to what some people might believe, the karmic board is not the police of karma, so to speak. It is not judging you for being bad. On the contrary, the karmic board was put into place to assist in lightening the load for humanity and Earth, to assist in finding ways to transform and transmute karma into love and light, to release old karma so that new experiences can be lived here on Earth at this time. So the karmic board wants to work very closely with you because they want you to succeed. They want you to be free of the old and to experience love, joy, peace, health, abundance in your life. So do not be afraid to ask again when you step in front of the karmic board, because they do not judge. They want you to succeed. Some of the members of the karmic board are my beloved Lady Portia. They are Kuan Yin. They are also other gods and goddesses. The goddess of liberty is part of the karmic board. But don't be surprised if it is a familiar spirit guide that steps forward, a specific master that you've worked with in the past that steps forward as a representative of the karmic board, because it then will make it easier for you to express your intentions for 2016 as to how you would like to be of service. So for you to allow yourself to already get settled a little bit more closely to the spirit guides or to those representatives of the karmic board that are going to assist and support you on this journey, I ask you to take a few deep breaths. And with every out breath, allow yourself to sink deep within your heart. It is the way we always start, because it is through your heart portal that we are going to assist you in stepping out of your body into that realm where you can meet with the karmic board. Envision within your heart this beautiful radiant light that is your divine essence. It is drawing you to it, as it is also a beautiful portal allowing you to step out of your physical self into the higher realm. So again, allow yourself to be drawn into that light. And as you step through that light, become aware of a golden path that is guiding you beyond time and space to a place that is very familiar to you. Simply follow that golden path. Allow your consciousness to expand and to follow this path into another dimension, into another time, into another place. This is a place, it is a space between spaces. It is here where you truly feel the power of the ethers, the power of spirit, and the vastness of God, Source, Creator, all that is. The opening up in front of you is an ancient valley that many, many light workers, many masters, many angels, many galactic beings of love and light have been to. It is the valley that holds the ancient temple of karma. And here, all the karma from past, present, and future is archived and recorded and held. Those who are present are studying this karma to understand the flow of cause and effect better and to see if the cause can be changed to create a new effect, to create a new rectangular energy that comes back in a different way. And so we ask you now to enter this temple and to be greeted by the priests and priestesses who are there awaiting your arrival. And as you enter, feel the sacredness of this place. There is a deep, deep reverence for karma in general. There is no judgment. There's an understanding that this karma brings deep, deep teachings to the human soul. And karma can be released once the lessons are learned. And sometimes individuals take on not only individual karma, but also the karma of humanity, consciously, through choice, to assist humanity as a whole in the ascension process, in the awakening process. And you're one of those individuals. So as you come here, feel the love that is here for you. And stepping forward is Kuan Yin herself. She has cried the tears of humanity more than once. And she understands the hardship that at times you carry by having come back here to Earth and dealing with some of the challenges you're dealing with. She understands how you sometimes would like to simply leave your human life behind and go back into the higher realms where you remember a different type of love, a different type of communication and peace and harmony. But you're here now. You're here now and you are needed here on Earth more than ever. As the vibrational frequency on Earth raises and accelerates, you are needed to maintain balance. You're needed to center yourself and anchor a higher frequency of love into you and into your surrounding to help smoothen the spikes of transformation within others when fear comes up and chaos reigns just before the new dawn of a new consciousness. And so you are extremely important right now. And so Kuan Yin is leading you deeper into the temple. You might be also with other spirit guides, but be very much aware that Kuan Yin right now is taking the lead. And she's holding your hand. She's holding your hand, and as she holds your hand, you can feel the love and the warmth and the nurturing coming from Kuan Yin directly to you. And with every step you go deeper into the temple, you can feel yourself relax further and further. You can feel yourself calmer and calmer in the knowing that everything is in perfect divine order. And your breathing slows down even further, deepening, filling the body you left behind up with beautiful, purifying oxygen. And you know that this is a place that is safe. And so as you now enter the most inner sanctuary of this temple, you're being greeted by different masters and angels who have been working with you for many, many years. And they want to continue to work with you and support you in the days ahead. And so they usher you to sit with them. There's a place for you that they have opened up for you to sit. You're being handed a cup of tea to purify your inner senses. And again, at this point, you're asked, what is it? How is it that you would like to be of service? And it does not make so much a difference whether you're going to choose to be of service to humanity or to Earth, to nature itself. Follow your inner calling. Follow that what you're most passionate about. And don't do this because you feel you must, or because you feel you've been told to do this. 2016 is not about doing what you're told to do, but what you love to do. What is it that you love to do? And so as you now are in the sacred place with the masters and angels, your spirit guides, and Kuan Yin also being present, now is the time for you to go deep within and to express to all of them how you see yourself to be of service to Earth, to Gaia, to humanity, to the hierarchy of light, as well as your own self, because you're part of this. If you allow yourself to be of service to you, you in turn can also then be of service to others. And of service to you means to ensure that you take care of your body. You nurture yourself. You fill your cup up too, so that you can become more effective in helping others. And as you express your intentions, also express with your intentions how the hierarchy of light, how the karmic board, can support you in this process. So this is not only about expressing how you choose to be of service. This is also about expressing what kind of support and help you need to make this happen. And for this process, we are now going to play the third piece of music from Mike Snyder. Do this communication with the karmic board now as you listen to the music. Maintain that connection to the sacred temple, as I will come back and lead you further afterwards. Thank you. So now that the comic board has heard you, they understand your request. They will work to support you in fulfilling your deepest desires of bringing love and light into the world in your own unique way. Key always is for you to surrender to your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you. If you hold on too much to control, you can interfere with that, what will be provided to you. Your job is to hold up the vision of that what you choose to manifest into the world deep within your heart, and to believe in it, to have the inner knowing that you deserve for something like this to happen. When doubt and worry and questioning comes up, then acknowledge that you've allowed your vibrational frequency to go down too far, and then it is for you to raise your frequency by using the violet flame of transformation, for example, or by connecting yourself to the golden light of the Christ consciousness to fill you up. There are many ways, some of them we've already talked about, and you know them well. So at this time, one of the members of the karmic board will step forward with a very unique gift for you. It is a symbol that signifies that what you've committed to here at this time. It is a symbol of light that holds a very unique frequency. And as they infuse the symbol of light into your light body, into your etheric heart, it will go in direct line to the physical body that you also left behind where you started the journey from. It will be seared into you. It will ignite a frequency that will go throughout your physical body, throughout all of your body, surrounding your physical body, creating a very new magnetic pulse that is going to radiate out a vibration to draw opportunities to you, to draw new ways to you that will assist you in the manifestation process of that, what you're so passionate about, what you voiced to the karmic board. So allow yourself now to receive this, shall we lovingly call it, a sealing into your light body of the divine purpose that you've asked for to be fulfilled on earth throughout 2016 in your life. It is like a key that is being put into a lock within you to open certain aspects up that have been asleep for a while. Simply allow yourself to receive this sealing activation as we are playing the last piece of music from Mike Snyder at this time. Thank you. Don't be afraid of what is to come. Change is inevitable, and you're ready for this change. There are certain things in your life you've hung on to for way too long, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. And so all of us are supporting you to let go a little bit further, to let yourself fall into the vastness of all that is a little bit more, to allow yourself to have trust and faith a little bit more from before. The idea is for you to be carried through the changes that are to come here on Earth. Don't feel that you will be buried or you will be hurt in the process. On the contrary, we are here to make it as easy and effortless for you as possible. So slowly allow yourself to say goodbye to all the masters and angels and spirit guides that are there, as Kuan Yin once again takes you by your hand and guides you out of the inner sanctuary of the temple, out of the temple, and reminds you that your intentions, the choices that you made here in this ancient temple, will also be recorded in the Akashic records of yours. So rest assured, what might seem such a small act can create tremendously large waves of transformation. And so be guided now to the exit doorway out of the temple, where you find yourself back on that golden path. And that golden path is taking you all the way back to your physical body. And as you enter your body, as you re-enter through that divine light within you into your heart center, acknowledge for a moment the new frequency that you can feel within and around you. Breathe in the lightness that has been given to you. And now that symbol that has been infused into you is part of you. It is part of your body, soul, and spirit. It is part of who you are, your divine purpose. And so take a moment now, as you've re-entered your body, to feel outwards, to feel and sense how your light body has been expanded, and how there is a whole new light filament and structure interwoven into you. Feel that. Use your breathing to expand yourself outwards and to feel how much vaster you are. No walls can hold you back now. No buildings. You're free. You're meant to be free. Any restrictions that you're experiencing in your life right now are only there because you believe that they need to be there. Ask them to be removed. Allow them to be removed. There's no reason for you to hold yourself back out of fear of conflict. If there's someone in your life that has a difficult time with your love and your light and that what you believe in, you can respect that. They're clearly at a different place. But you can no longer make yourself less. You can no longer hide who you are. No matter where you work, no matter what family you are in, you must be conscious of your unique light that you carry. And you must become conscious that every word you speak, every touch, every choice affects so much more than you sometimes give yourself credit for. So it's 2016, asked you more than ever to become aware of your thoughts, to become aware of what you allow into your life, what you allow as a vibrational frequency to be around you. But more importantly, what you choose to do about it. What is it you choose to do or not do about it? And this is not about speaking out loud about how something should be or shouldn't be. This is simply about going within, connecting with your divine I'm presence, and asking your divine presence to help in this situation, for the situation to be transformed and transmuted so that it can become something else. And then detach yourself from how this is going to take place. You don't need to control anymore the process. Your job then is to surrender to the light within, to surrender to the divine I'm presence so it can work with you and through you to bring about the necessary changes. If there's one message for 2016, let it be for you to loosen up more than ever. When you feel tightness, to loosen up, use yoga, use other techniques of breathing or meditation to loosen up further and further so that the new energy currents can flow effortlessly through you and don't get stuck and create inflammations or pain in your physical body. The in-breath and the out-breath will be extremely important in 2016 for you. Become aware how you also nurture yourself. And oxygen is part of that. How much fresh oxygen do you let into your body? What type of food do you bring into your physical temple? Become aware, aware, aware. And so I release you now into the beauty of a new year. I release you in the awareness that you are the power of transformation. You are the new paradigm here on Earth. Don't wait for something else and someone else to tell you what that is. Choose to create the world you want to live in. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. Blessings to you at this beginning of this new year, and it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, Saint Germain, for leaving me so much time again to do the closing. I thank you all for being part of today's show again. I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment, and I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again. Check my website for more information. And once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also check any of the recorded events at mikesnydercc.com. That's where we have all of our events that we offer, channeled events. And it truly, truly is an honor to be with all of you on this journey of transformation. And I'm looking forward to continuing this with you. My love is with you always. Blessings and peace to all of you in this new year. I am Brigida Boye, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boye, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.